Joining us, Trudy Cardinal, project lead for the Young Indigenous Women's Circle of Leadership Program, a program designed to empower young Indigenous women through culture and community. Trudy, can you give us an overview of what the program has been like since it started?
So the program has already been in existence for about 2 decades. It was originally housed at the University of Alberta under the leadership of Dr. Heather Blair, and it would run alongside of the CILDI courses, so the CILDI Summer Institute, the Canadian Indigenous Language Institute. They would have summer courses, and then some of those parents, their children, their young women could come to the program, and so it was located on university campus.
And how long have you been involved with the program itself?
I took it over 2 years ago when Dr. Blair retired, and I wanted to shift the programming for people coming to us on campus because that created sometimes some barriers for people accessing, getting here, parking, all of those kinds of things. And I wanted to come closer to community. And then we have another one in Wetaskiwin.
So the program is designed for 8-year-old to 17-year-old girls. What can they expect when they enroll?
So the program is designed to create safe spaces for Indigenous young women to come and to learn more about their Indigenous language, their Indigenous culture, and to create a strong community of women alongside them. So the other thing that I wanted to ensure happened is that we invited local community women and other knowledge holders to come in, because that would bring a strong relationship of women that they could access beyond the program and that we could invite back repeatedly so that they would build a relationship over time.
Right. What kind of teachings are involved with the program?
So we do a lot of diverse things. So, and it's usually specific to the group and the cohort that started. So for example, in Wetaskiwin, they're framing a lot of their teachings around hand games. And so they're doing a 3 or 4 day session where the young women learn the teachings of the hand games, how to play the hand games, and come to know knowledge holders who share expertise in that area. In Alberta Ave, we had a teachings of the rattle by Elder Margaret Cardinal, Kukum Ekti as we call her. And we would learn about the rattle, how to take care of it, what its use was for. And then we learned to the grandmother song by Leo McGilvery. So they learned about the song, what it's for. We smudge daily, and there's different Cree concepts that we talk about that they bring in tied to the teachings about the rattle, or in the grandmother song, there's Indigenous words or whatever it is that we're doing.
And how do you get these girls to really turn an education into a practice?
We also do a lot of sort of that daily ways of being, knowing and doing that were significant to Indigenous people. So we've had them cook some stew. We've had them make some bannock. We've had them help each other. They've done vision boards to try to imagine what it is they're going to do as they grow and become. We've done medicine pouches where they create their own medicine pouch to carry something with them as they leave the program to keep them strong.
What are you hoping that young women take away from this ultimately?
What we want is for them to feel pride in who they are and who they are becoming. We want them to feel a strong sense of kinship with the people and the different generations that come alongside of them. And we want them to learn the pieces of their culture that they may or may not have access to in community. So the language, the spirituality, the sense of self, you know, to walk with their head held high and to become to acknowledge that they already are and are becoming the future leaders.
Trudy Cardinal, project lead for the Young Indigenous Women's Circle of Leadership Program based out of the University of Alberta. You can find more information on their website. Thank you so much for joining us.